Jerry's Inn at 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. See you on game day.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Long, Parker Curley here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our free audio stream today is brought to you by SFCU. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. So 22-6 at the half. Tioga leading DePaul Hancock. Coach, I guess I'll ask first just maybe your overall impressions of what we said was a very quick-moving first half here at Johnson City.
Yeah, I mean, it's about as you would expect, both teams doing what they do, want to run the ball down your throat. And I think Tioga and DH are in the locker room right now trying to figure out how do we slow down this offense, because aside from turnovers, neither Tioga or DH has had an answer for either offense. Both are just moving the ball down the field, obviously with some penalties and some turnovers and things like that. But neither team so far has been able to figure out how to consistently stop the other.
And it's really the difference, as we talked about, the two fumbles in the first quarter, one being right on the 10-yard line. That was huge, and just Tioga jumped right on it and took full advantage.
Yeah, and so we kind of talked about it a little bit over the break, is Tioga had those four or five false start penalties all in within two drives and finished them with touchdowns. I mean, it was the next play mentality, and DH responded in an equally impressive fashion with their two fumbles, and then, okay, third drive, let's go. Went down and scored a touchdown of their own. So it'll be interesting to see how the second half plays out. And it's not new territory for DH. They were down two scores the first time Tioga and DH played and battled all the way back and made it a game in the fourth quarter. So I think they're very confident they can do it again. And if the first half is any indication, if they can limit the turnovers, I think they're right there.
We mentioned this before we hit the halftime break, but originally the Class D finals, so the winner of this game and the winner of Delhi-Trumansburg would originally be playing next Friday. They will now be playing next Saturday, November 15th, at Suss Valley at 3 p.m. The eight-man finals, and the reason I bring this up is that Unitigo will be playing today in the eight-man semifinals out at Dryden. That game will still be at 5 o'clock at Suss Valley next Friday. So our original plan was see how this weekend worked out and hopefully, fingers crossed, do eight-man and then Class D back-to-back next Friday. Looks like that's going to change. We'll have to see how everything goes with the second game, or not the rest of this game, obviously, the second game, and then we will also keep our eyes on Unitigo. They are just starting their eight-man Section 4 semifinal against Dryden at Dryden today. So we will keep an eye on that. And if you want to listen to that game, it is on ESPN Ithaca. So you could go online, just Google ESPN Ithaca. Those guys do a fantastic job. So if you want to listen to that Unitigo game today, Unitigo Franklin GMU, I should say, you can listen to that today as well. And we're trading updates with them, so we will have some updates from that game that's just starting at 1 o'clock. A lot of people, real quick, ask me, why is that game at Dryden? Unitigo is the top seed. Dryden is, quote-unquote, the neutral site. They decide these 6 or 9 months in advance, and they just roll the dice and say, hey, is everybody okay with this? Most of the time in July of last year or whatever, they say, yeah, sure, whatever, great facility. And then it turns out to be something like this. So there's no reason that Dryden is getting to host other than they volunteered a long time ago to host, and that's just how it worked out. So we've seen that many times over the years. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll come back. I want to get you those field hockey and soccer scores from the state quarterfinals that are happening today. So we'll be right back as our score is Tioga 22, DH6 here at halftime from Johnson City on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Back to school just got smarter and more fun at SFCU. Right now, open a new youth account and your child will be entered to win a Nintendo Switch 2. A youth account at SFCU will help kids set saving goals, teach them online banking and the power of saving. And the Evergreen checking account will help teens learn how to manage their money. So give your kids a head start on smart money habits. Open a youth account at sfcuonline.org or in person at any SFCU branch. And for a limited time, they will also be entered for a chance to win a Nintendo Switch 2 from SFCU. Insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. Halftime here at Johnson City, Section 4 Class D football semis, 22-6, Tioga leading DH. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard here for some of our other sports that are in the New York State quarterfinal round, or the regional round as they call it. Edmiston boys are playing a team from Section 10 today, Colton Pierpont. That game is over at Shenango Valley High School right now, and the Edmiston boys are our Section 4 Class D champs. They're currently up 2-0 in that game and are about 10 minutes away from punching their tickets down to Middletown for next weekend for the state Final Four. So good luck to Edmiston here over the last 10 minutes. Our Section 4 Class D girls soccer winner, Richfield Springs ODY, they fell this morning to Section 3 powerhouse Cincinnatus, 2-0. That game was up in Syracuse this morning. So the Tri-Valley champs, the Section 4 Class D champs on the girls' side, fall 2-0 there to Cincinnatus. The other score right now that we can pass along is that the Windsor field hockey team defeated Clarence 6-1. Clarence, of course, from Western New York out in Section 6. So a 6-1 victory for Windsor in Class A. So they are moving on to the Final Four next weekend, which is down in Arlington these days. So Windsor is moving on. Vestal is playing right now in Class B, and then Whitney Point is playing at 3 o'clock in Class C. Those regional games all being held at Whitney Point today. So if you're out and about trying to catch a bunch of different games, stop into Whitney Point. Beautiful facility there. With the new turf field the last few years. So that's a quick look there, and once we get the final on that Edmiston game, we'll pass it along. Some field hockey to go later today, and of course, a full slate of football. We'll get you those Unitego football updates as well. So, all right, Coach. DH walking back out on the field here. We'll take one more break here before the start of the second half. But if you're DH, what do you have to do here? You got to try to get a stop somehow against this Tigers team.
Yeah, I think if you're DH, you feel pretty good about the first half. Obviously, some mistakes that you left on the table. But as we said earlier, Tioga hasn't figured out a way to stop their offense yet. It's just been DH not taking care of the ball. So I think that gives you some confidence. And also you go back to the rematch from the first time they played, similar situation. And DH surprised everybody, I think, except for maybe them. And they came back, battled back, got themselves into the game. They've been here before. They've done it before. And I think they're very confident they can do it again. It's just, can we limit the turnovers? Can we lock in and stay focused for the next 24 minutes?
Just a out-of-town score update. Unitego has scored a touchdown early, so that Unitego Franklin GMU squad is up 7-0 early on Dryden. As a big score there early for the Spartans. So, all right, we'll take a break. Second half coming up. Tioga 22, DH 6. For Parker Curley, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Just a reminder that Delhi Trumansburg will be kicking off somewhere around 3 o'clock, depending on how long this second half goes here. And we'll be bringing you that as well on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our free online web stream of just the audio, I should say, brought to you by SFCU. So, all right, we're going to get you set for the start of the second half. DH is in the white tops, the black pants. They have the black trim, the royal blue trim, says DH in white lettering on the side of the helmet. Tioga is in the navy blue uniforms, kind of a very Michigan Wolverines look on the helmet, the gold trim, and the white and gold trim on the shoulder pads as well. So big start to the second half, as I believe DH is going to receive here. So, yes, big opening drive coming up here for the Eagles.
As we await the kickoff here in the second half, I want to flip the script quick and ask you a question.
All right.
Looking down here on the field, I see Tioga, all the kids on the sideline giving fist bumps, high-fiving each other, getting each other pumped up. We've talked about the culture a lot in the first half. Obviously, Tioga has a dominant culture. You've seen probably more sports than anybody else. What other programs, teams, schools come to mind in terms of cultural dominance?
It's a great question. We'll get to you right when we kick this off here. Tuggle with a short kick that ends up going long. It's fielded at the 20 here by Connor Mills, and he's going to get about 5 yards and run out of bounds. So I've always been impressed with Tioga because we do have a flag here on the play, it looks like.
I think we got a late hit there out of bounds, maybe.
Because it's not just it's not just football there. They have very good volleyball and baseball and basketball and wrestling. I mean, it's just a full-on culture. But, Delhi comes to mind for me over recent times with their boys and girls sports. And
absolutely.
Unitigo here and there with some of the runs that they've been on, girls soccer, girls basketball, et cetera. Small schools, what is so impressive to me about Tioga is, we always say it's peaks and valleys. You get a good class here, you get a good group there, and then maybe you don't for a few years. But Tioga just consistently seems to have it. So those are some of the schools I would compare that just seem to be so consistent in terms of teams from the MAC. So
yeah, to sustain that dominance for a decade plus is almost unheard of. I mean, last year, what they have, or 2 years ago, maybe a 43-game winning streak or something like that. I mean, that's just unheard of.
And they had won the section every year I've had this job, except 2016 when Sydney went on that little run. And for whatever reason, Tioga lost earlier in the playoffs. They didn't make the finals that year. We had a Sydney-Unitigo final in 2016. Right. It was great for us. And here's a run up the middle for DH, out to about the 15. That penalty was against DH, backing them up a little bit after that return. But I remember thinking at the time, okay, Tioga's won a few times, but all right, Sydney wins in 2016. Walton's always good. Delhi's always good. And then it's literally been Tioga until last year. I really have not been to the state tournament to call games for football very often because it's always Tioga.
Right. And so here, first play, we see a perfect example of the adjustment Tioga makes on defense. DH comes out. They run that quick trap, which gashed Tioga in the first half. And their defensive tackle for Tioga just squeezed it down and ended up picking up only half a yard there.
Here's a pitch on second and 9. They go to Bass, swallowed up on the left side. Oh, he's going to get a little more out of it. Just great effort, but again, maybe 3 or 4 yards, all because Bass just refused to go down.
Yeah, you got to give him credit there. There was nothing there. He broke several tackles and then dragged 2 or 3 defenders on his way to pick up a very hard-earned 3-4 yards.
So this will be a third down and about 6 to go. Edmiston boys just went final, 2-0, so they are moving on to the final 4. That's a big win for the Panthers. Edmiston's another school that has a lot of pride that I always see at the Class D level across all their sports.
Small school, but dominant in just about everything.
Yeah. They, of course, won a state title back in 03 on the boys' side. As here's a throw over the middle, and it's picked off by Tioga at the 20.
He's going to go.
This might be a pick 6. He's reaching for the pylon. He's in. A touchdown on defense picked off by the Tigers over the middle. Max Stauder takes it to the house for the pick 6.
That was a great play by him. He's one of their better running backs, 9 touchdowns as a running back on the year. But there he recognized the pass almost immediately, dropped back into coverage, into zone coverage, and made a nice play, jumped up, grabbed it, and then it was off to the races.
Wow, a pick 6 there, and he had to run that back, what do you think, about 25, 30 yards?
Yeah.
And DH,
he's a big kid.
DH couldn't get to him. He was rumbling and stumbling. And not what DH needed. Tioga now goes up 28-6, and they're going to go for 2.
So DH here has had 4 series on offense, 3 turnovers, and 1 touchdown.
It has just not been a clean game here for the Eagles. Handing it off for 2, and they're in. A nice run off a block on the right side for Logan Bellis makes it Tioga 30 and deposit Hancock 6. We got 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break. We'll break it down when we come back here on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 10 minutes to go here in this third quarter. I am Nate Lull, joined by Parker Curley here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer. 30-6, Tioga on top here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals against Deposit Hancock here at Johnson City. And, boy, tough for DH. They get the ball. They throw the interception for the pick six. It has not been their day here, Coach.
God, you say 30-6, and it's almost unbelievable.
It doesn't feel that way.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, almost unbelievable. But Tioga doing a great job executing. Brody Matthews, the QB keeper, going to tuck it. He gets twisted up right at the line of scrimmage. He's brought down. And glad to see him get up after that hit.
They ran that option again, and Matthews kind of hesitated whether he wanted to pitch it or keep it. And I think that slight hesitation cost him. Against a defense like Tioga and a team like Tioga, you can't hesitate. You just need to go. Trust your instincts and go.
Yeah, the hesitation there, just they're just coming at you. And maybe the hesitation is, I look left, I look middle, I look right.
Nothing.
There's nothing. I don't know what to do. It's easy for me to say up here, but...
I think another thing that makes Tioga so great defensively is they have all 11 flying to the football. Even people completely out of the play read it, come up, fly to the football.
A run here for Connor Mills on a handoff to the left side on the hash, brought down after a gain of about two. So 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, Tioga 30 and Deposit Hancock 6.
And so you take a combination of discipline, effort, and attitude, you mix them all together, and you get this Tioga Tigers team that is very, very difficult to stop.
Very difficult, as you said, committed to the off-the-field things, weight room. You know, talking to Coach Aiello a few years ago when we interviewed him, and we used to do a lot more phone interviews with him as well. I should probably get back into that. Just the film study that these guys do, the way he breaks down his practices on and off the field. And he always, of course, just such a classy guy, credits the youth program. The fact that the youth program is going out and playing huge schools all the time, Binghamton area schools, Pennsylvania schools, great modified program. He goes, by the time the guys get to me, they're already very polished. And he said that speaks a lot to their youth program. Here's DH plowing up the middle. Ball was on the ground, it looked like, but I think DH is able to fall on it.
Yeah, going back to the off-season stuff, I think that's honestly the difference. I mean, everybody practices 5 days a week. They play one game a week. Everybody practices 2 hours a week. But what else are you doing? If you're not doing anything else, you're behind.
Right.
I mean, Tioga is, I know for a fact, in the weight room all year long. And you can see it on the field in those short yardage situations. They stuff it. They don't get blown back off the line of scrimmage. They've got state wrestlers all over the place. And I think it all goes back to the work that they put in the off season.
I agree. Just a ton of work in the off season, and it shows on a Saturday like this in the sectional semis. Timeout on the field here, taken by DH. 7:40 to go, third quarter. It's Tioga 30, Deposit Hancock 6. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Walton assistant football coach Parker Curley here. DH is going to throw it here. And this is a play that went for a touchdown against Delhi, but Tioga very ready for it. Their double coverage, and it falls incomplete.
That was interesting. They ran their sweep there, sweep look, which they've done so many times in the first half. But then their halfback pulled up and threw a 20, 30-yard pass down the middle of the field and just barely overthrew his receiver there. But an interesting play there on fourth and short.
Yeah, that's a play that on a night where things weren't working very well against Delhi, they went to that exact play and scored.
Yeah, I understand the thought process there. Yeah. Tioga's going to come and fly up at you and try to make a play in the backfield, and you take advantage of that and try to throw over the top of it, just missed it.
And so Tioga picks it up, turnover on downs for DH, a run to the outside here, a QB keeper. Wow. Spinning and moving
way down the field.
Jackson Bombard, the QB, picks up about five to the left side. 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Now I'm curious, and coming from the Walton philosophy here, you guys are able to eat clock with the best of them.
Yeah.
Is that what Tioga wants to do right now? Hey, let's get the play from the sideline and just eat as much as we can.
I would assume so, mostly because you don't want to show too much for next week. Right, not to assume that they're going to win here, but up 30-6 in the third quarter, I think you can start to look ahead to next week, and everything is on film. You don't want to show, you know, any adjustments you make unless you have to.
Right, very true.
So I think it's just bread and butter from here on out, unless DH can get a couple plays here and make it a game again.
Second and six, a pitch to Duncanson on the right side. He's pushed out. Be very close to a first down here. Might be a third and one, third and inches. Now it looks like they gave it to him, yeah.
But, yeah, at Walton, the philosophy is 3 yards and a first down, 3 yards and a cloud of dust. I mean, you can run the same play 30, 40 times. If you get 3-4 yards a carry, that's all you need. We'll take 8, 9, 10 minutes off the clock. That's fine. You can't score if you don't have the ball.
I've always loved watching it, trying to figure out where the ball is going to go. And first down here for Tioga. Have another comment on that in just a sec here. It's going to be a handoff to Duncanson. Cuts to the inside. They grab the jersey. They're trying to pull him down, but not before Duncanson gets about five.
Little counter there.
Down to the 31. When I had, and you know Dylan very well, Dylan Jacob on my podcast, I said, you know, Walton offense from up top looks like, hey, we're running the same play all the time.
Yeah.
But he was talking about how many variations there can be.
Oh, it is a beautiful offense.
Yeah.
You know the ins and outs of it. I mean, everything from the first step to the alignment to the way the wind blows dictates where the ball goes and what the play is.
He said, you know, possibly over 100 little different variations of, you know, a similar set of plays. Here's a little tight end sweep to the right side down to the 20 before being brought down there for Dominic Palmer for Tioga.
Yeah, and Coach Jim Hoover has done a great job building that program, and Adam Hoover has continued it. But it is a very detail-oriented offense. Everything from the first step to your stance to the alignment has to be perfect in that offense. And I think that's what makes it so difficult to stop.
5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Tioga going to throw, and it's complete into the back of the left corner of the end zone for a touchdown, about a 25-yard bomb, and they find Gavin Albrecht on the far side for six.
That play right there, I think, was just to sort of eliminate the tendencies there for Tioga, right? First and 10, we're going to run the ball down your throat, we're going to line up, we're going to power you to death. Nope, just kidding. Play action, pass. Touchdown. And again, so now whoever plays Tioga next has to be wary of that.
Right.
First and 10, okay, they could run power or do a play action for a touchdown.
I mean, that just added about half a day's work to some coach's film study next week, because he's going to have to go back and say, all right, how many times do we got to prepare for that? Two-point conversion, DH sniffs
great
it out.
Great pursuit there from behind.
Yeah, Grayson Thomas comes in and gets the tackle. So that'll keep it Tioga 36, Deposit Hancock 6. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, live from Johnson City. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard.
Stove pipes, heat tape, window plastic, and weather stripping.
And they stock RV supplies, including RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more.
Barnard's also makes keys, and now my dad cuts glass and plexiglass to size.
Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound.
Well pumps and pressure tanks, too, whatever they are.
It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Parker Curley, Walton football assistant coach. Tioga leads Deposit Hancock 36-6 here in the sectional semifinals for Class D football. DH has got the ball going right to left, a handoff to the right side for Connor Mills, swallowed up at the 40. And again, just a tough spot for DH to be in right now, trailing against a juggernaut here in Tioga, trying to punch their tickets back to the sectional finals.
I think if you're DH here, you have to be optimistic, even if it's delusional optimism at this point. I mean, it's 36-6, yes, but you are averaging close to 40 points a game on the season. You've been here before. You can do this. It's just, can you get the job done?
They have the type of athletes that can break a big play. You know, you get a couple of those here. Still a lot of game left here with 4:20 to go in the third. So this will be a second down and five. And they're going to hand off to Bass on the right side. Bass plowing forward, tackled and then driven back at about the 45.
Another good hard run there. Two hard runs in a row, and they got a first down.
And we know that this DH team, talk about culture, I mean, a lot of these guys were on a team that went to the state finals a year ago in baseball.
Yeah.
In Class C.
Talk about a dominant culture there. The DH baseball and softball programs are, if not the best, two of the best in the area for sure, year after year.
So even though, and they've had a lot of good success in football the last few years and field hockey. And so, yeah, it's another school that two schools combined for sports, but they've made it work. And so a lot of these guys, they know what it takes to win. Rolling out here, Brody Matthews will tuck it and run, gets to the 50, lowers the shoulder. Nice extra effort there to break into Tioga territory with 3.5 to go in the third. Tioga leading 36-6.
He rolled out there. He had two receivers streaking down the field. I thought he was going to let it go, but Tioga covered it up nicely, and Matthews pulled it down and made a play and picked up 6 yards before lowering a shoulder and getting out of bounds there. Good choice.
You know, going back to culture, I actually was in the dugout last year in a lot of their games in the state tournament. And when they lost in the state finals, you could tell it's a group that really does care and really was frustrated that they couldn't get it done. Here's a nice little pitch to Connor Mills, good for the first down. DH is still moving the ball, and it was almost like, okay, the work starts now. And, they were very frustrated by a close loss to a Catholic school in the state finals.
I think that's the difference between dominant programs and programs that have a year or two of success and then disappear into oblivion is how they respond to the adversity. I think Tioga and DH are perfect examples of that next play mentality.
So a first down here for the Eagles. And they will hand it off up the middle. Got a good play here going for Connor Mills. He's still on his feet. First down and more, tackled at the 15. Ball came out.
I think they're going to say, it looks like he's hurt again.
Mills slow to get up. They're going to say he was down by contact there, but
definitely in some sort of pain there.
That's why they have been so successful this year, though, right? They've been able to break a lot of plays like that with Mills and Bass and Thomas.
Yeah, they can score very, very quickly if the defense takes a play off or they lapse in their responsibilities. Tioga can score from anywhere on the field, and DH can score from anywhere on the field, I'm sorry.
So this will be a first down after that big run by Mills. DH knocking on the door. They're in the red zone at the Tioga 15. Going to hand off the Bass up the middle, dives forward down to the 10 before he's tripped up.
And I can't help but think if they started the game this way, which they did, but without turning the ball over, we might have an entirely new game here because they're still moving the ball 3, 4, 5, 6 yards a carry, and Tioga hasn't really had an answer for it.
I agree. DH has been able to move the ball, but it's been little things, the turnovers. The turnovers have killed them today.
And that's what sets Tioga apart is they just don't make those mistakes. And when they do, they still find a way to capitalize on them and not compound the mistakes and make them worse.
Second down and about 5 to go here from the 10-yard line. And they'll hand it off DH down to the 5 here with Marcus Avila. So another good run for the Eagles.
So 3, 4, 5 yards down the field. At some point, though, you got to start to take some shots, right? We're running out of time here if we're DH. Even if it's still only the third quarter, you're down 3 scores, 4 scores. You've got to start to move the ball down the field a little bit, I would think.
Yeah, minute 45 to go here in the third, and it's 36-6. Tioga on top of DH. Matthews under center. DH trying to punch one in here. Towards the end of the third quarter, they go back to Bass. Bass down to the 2. He's going to be very close, down to the 1, before he's tackled there with a minute and a half to go in the third. Yeah, they're going to say it looks like brought down at the 1.
DH goes no huddle. It's almost like they were listening or something.
Wow, yeah. So this will be a first and goal to go for the Eagles, trying to catch Tioga asleep at the wheel on defense here. Now Matthews is going to call a little audible at the line.
May here.
And so waiting under center, they're going to go back to Bass.
Stuffed.
And he couldn't get there. Matthews tried to help him out and brought down at the 1.
Gained maybe 6 inches there.
Minute to go. Clock is moving here, third quarter, as they kind of dig through the bottom of the pile.
Pile of bodies on the goal line.
And we said earlier that this was going to be a physical game, and it has been. Tioga kind of asserting their will, I would say.
Yeah, it's even here on the goal line, Tioga is still in their 4-4, still daring you to beat them at what they do best, and I think that's what makes them so good is they just do what they do, and they do it at such a high level.
DH is going to score here on a QB keeper on the next play with Brody Matthews. 28 seconds to go in the third. They're in for 6 to cut it to 36-12.
Yeah, with the ball on the 6-inch line there. I don't think you need to overthink it. Just quarterback sneak and stick your arm out and get a touchdown there.
Well done there by the Eagles, and they'll go for 2 here late in this third quarter as they try to fight their way back in against a very good Tioga Tigers squad.
It's only a 3-possession game here, and so far DH has only been stopped by themselves. Every time they did not turn the ball over, they've scored.
Eagles will go for 2. One wide receiver split out to the left. Man in motion from left to right is Grayson Thomas. They're going to pitch it to him, and he couldn't hold on to it. And the Tigers will scoop it up, so the 2-point play is blown dead. We'll take a 30-second break. Actually, we'll take a 60-second break here. 36-12. It's Tioga on top of DH on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And, boy, I missed it there, Coach. What did we get?
What we talked about earlier with the
short
kickoff
kick.
Formation there. DH was all huddled together. Kicker raised his hand, signaling they were ready to kick. And whistle blew. They all turned around, kicked the ball, sprinted down after it, and almost got it. But Tioga fell on it just at the 10-yard line. So, unfortunate break there for DH, but a great play.
Yeah, so Tioga is going to take this over at midfield. That was such a short kick, I barely even saw the kickoff. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't travel that far. So,
yeah, and that's maybe the second, maybe third time they've done that all year long, but they show it every single time they've scored. They've scored a lot this year. So teams have got to prepare for it, and Tioga obviously did and recovered the ball there.
Coach Aiello wasn't happy with something there. I wonder if he was saying, did that actually go 10 yards? I don't know. Either way, Tioga has it, a pitch to the right side. They'll cut it back. Boy, I've really enjoyed watching these running backs today, specifically the senior Logan Bellis, just throwing his body into harm's way. Picks up about 8 or 9 yards.
Not the biggest kid. I think he's, what, 5'7", maybe?
Yeah, he's listed here, 5'7", 132.
He runs like he's 6'2", 250. I mean, lowers the shoulder, finishes runs, drags kids. Just an impressive, impressive kid.
Timeout for Tioga. We're going to take a – actually, they let the clock run out there. Excuse me. And so that'll do it for the third quarter. Tioga 36, DH 12. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard Woods.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. As we start the fourth quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Parker Curley here on WCDO as Tioga, boy, tried to run a little fake there, and Isalon was not fooled, got into the backfield and brought the quarterback down. So that'll bring up a second down and long here for Tioga, but they got to get through now 11 and a half minutes, and they'll be back to the sectional finals if they can hang on here.
I think if you're DH, it's one play at a time, right? You can't score 24 points all at once, but you can one play at a time, and it starts by capitalizing on the second and long here.
Second and long for the Tigers, and now going to blow the play dead here.
Another false start.
Wow. How shocked are you with these penalties?
Very, especially because it's coming from Tioga. I mean, I can think of maybe one or two in all the years I've played against and coached against Tioga. And so far today, we've seen five or six.
we did hear that Unitego Franklin GMU football with a 20-0 lead over Dryden in the eight-man semifinals. So the Spartans off to a good start trying to get to the eight-man sectional final, which would be next Friday.
So it's second and almost 20. Can DH get two stops and get off the field here?
Tioga throwing over the middle. It's incomplete.
I think he had Duncan's in there. He just overthrew him.
Yeah, overthrew him. Good pursuit there by the DH defense. Hakeem Dade put a pretty good lick on the QB there, Jackson Bombard, near the sideline.
Tell you what, the defensive linemen for DH are very impressive. Quarterback rolled out there, and they chased him down from behind and almost made the sack, making it an even longer third down.
Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And I will say this to you, Coach, that when we have a team from our normal coverage area against a team from out of the area, we will give all three awards today to DH, win, lose, or draw. So people always ask me about that. And in the old days, we used to kind of do it up as Tioga's going to take a timeout here. But in recent times, we've said, no, let's give it to the kids from our area. And of course, we will honor the other side and give them kudos. But that'll be the plan here. All right, we'll step away for 30 seconds. Tioga leads 36-12 over DH with 10.5 to go in the fourth quarter on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
10.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Welcome back. I am Nate Lull, joined here by Parker Curley. Jim Tomeo is our producer today back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. Always appreciate Jim and all the time and effort he gives to these broadcasts, especially on a day like today where we're doing a doubleheader. We will have Delhi and Trumansburg at 3 o'clock later this afternoon. A pitch to the outside. Duncanson lost it, and he's just going to have to fall on it here. So, boy, talk about uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
A fumble by Tioga.
You've got to love DH's heart right here. I mean, you're down 24 points. It would be easy to pack it in. Teams do it all the time, right? You get down 1-2 scores, and you see teams pack it in. They're down 3 scores, and they forced Tioga into a 4th and 25, and not a single kid out there is hanging their head. They're all up. They're all ready to go, all locked in as if the game was tied.
Well, you said, too, still some time left. They can score in a hurry, and they've scored when they took care of the ball today. It was really when they've kind of made those crucial mistakes, 3 turnovers, one being a pick 6 today. That has been the difference.
Got another flag.
Another
way a game.
Yeah, flag against the Tigers. Boy, Coach Aiello's not going to sleep this week.
No. Luckily, though, they haven't come back to haunt them yet. All the penalties in the first half, they still finished the drive with touchdowns, which I guess at the end of the day is all that matters, but I know those penalties are driving him nuts.
I'm watching the body language here, and I know him well enough to know that it's driving him crazy as Tioga punts it away. He's got a good poker face. You wouldn't tell, but that he's upset right now, but he is, I'm sure, as they give that one away. He doesn't want to see DH have this ball with this much time left still. It is 36-12, but you never know.
We've seen stranger things happen.
Yes, we have.
It's only a 3-score game with 9 minutes left. DH can score on any play.
I think back often to the regional game with Sydney that we did in 2016, down 2 scores with, I want to say, 3 or 4 minutes left. We're saying thank you to everybody on the radio for a great year. Couple plays, they tie it up, the hook and ladder, overtime, Sydney wins, and just unbelievable fashion.
Games like that, you stay with you forever. I mean, the hook and ladder there to end it was crazy.
Absolutely crazy, and just was one of those moments for me. Is here's DH trying to run to the outside with Connor Mills, nowhere to go. Tigers were there. But it's like it really isn't over until it's over.
Yeah.
So this is a tough spot for DH to be in, but I agree. They have showed some great heart here this afternoon. They have to be frustrated because against Delhi in the regular season and again today, it just has not been their day for whatever reason.
So if you're DH here, do you stick with your bread and butter, your triple option, your inside traps, that sort of thing, or do you start to expand the playbook a little bit and start to try to throw the ball down the field against this Tioga defense who's had 9 interceptions all year long?
And so here is the Eagles on a second down and 11. Matthews wants to throw. The rush is coming. He avoids it, gets up the sideline, and steps out. Maybe got a yard on the play if he got back to the line of scrimmage, but avoided a loss on the play.
A great pursuit there by the Tigers. He rolled out all the way to the sideline, and all four of those defensive linemen chased him from behind. Back seven played great. Nobody was open. Just a great defensive play there from the whole Tioga Tigers defense.
8.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It is 36-12. Tioga on top of Deposit Hancock.
One thing that's interesting to me, too, is Tioga over the years has had some massive teams for Class D schools, like massive linemen, and this team is not that. Yes, they have big kids, but they just got a bunch of kids that work their butts off every single play.
DH is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here so we can talk through some of this, because I think maybe if you're just listening today, you say, oh, Tioga again, a big blowout win. But, I mean, their regular season game was in week two. Tioga wins that game 35-31. There was kind of a controversial call, I believe, on a punt return or a kick return where it looked like Duncanson got stripped at the goal line. DH said it came out. Tioga gets credit for a touchdown. I mean, it was a thriller.
Yeah.
And today has just not been that way. But all indications coming in were that DH could play with these guys, and I think they can. Turnover is the killer, though.
And DH has got to be asking themselves, how many times do we have to lose to Tioga before we don't believe we're the better team? Because I honestly think that DH thinks they are the better team. They've just been had too many turnovers today, shot themselves in the foot too many times. But I think they're fairly confident if they played again, they could get the next one.
I think that's how they felt coming into today, talking to the coaching staff this week. But again, you just can't plan for 3 turnovers, especially one as here's a run for Bass to the left side. To open the game, you stop them on defense, Tioga punts, and then you fumble on your own 10-yard line. I mean, that is just a recipe for disaster if you're the Eagles, unfortunately.
And yeah, it's a terrible time to have put the ball on the ground, and especially against a Tioga team who takes advantage of every mistake that you make. They'll take advantage of it, and they have today.
So here's DH after that run, a fourth down on their own 35 going left to right. They're going to go for it here in crunch time. It's a fourth and 5 at the 35, and so waiting for the snap. Matthews drops back, throws. He's got a guy. Complete the pass. First down, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 40 in Tioga territory.
It was a great play there. And you throw down the sideline.
You wonder, you know, they pull some of that stuff out from time to time. Did they need to go to that a little earlier? It's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of it depends on, you know, how much faith the coaches have in their receivers and the quarterback. And the other part of it is their 5 linemen, too. I mean, Tioga's front 4 is dominant. And so that play takes some time. You got to play action, roll out. Turn around, see what you got. Here we go again.
Yeah, they throw to the outside. And it's another catch.
It was a great catch. Came back to the ball there. High-pointed it. Now DH is inside the 20. About 30 seconds ago, they were on the other side of the 50.
Grayson Thomas went up with a double team. Pulled that one down. And the ball at the 15-yard line.
Still over 7 minutes here. I think DH has got to pick it up a little bit, but they're still moving the ball like they have all game long.
Yeah, 7 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. Tioga leads 36-12 over Deposit Hancock live from Johnson City. They go back to Bass. A run up the middle, and he pushes his way to the 10 before he's tied up there.
Yeah, he got hit almost at the line of scrimmage there and still dragged defenders for 6-7 yards there.
Timeout situation here is Tioga has 2. DH is down to 1. Just if you're keeping track at home and you're thinking, okay, if they could you know, score here, get an onside kick, whatever it might be. DH again, running with Bass, across the 10, down to about the 7, maybe the 6. Boy, still, it's been physical all afternoon down there.
Still is. You see bodies flying all around the place, even away from the ball. You got kids pushing all the way to the whistle, which as a coach, that's exactly what you want. We block until the whistle. Finish the play.
6 minutes to go. That clock's still ticking. As DH trying to hang tough here, maybe get on the board again. They go back to Bass to the left side. He's wrapped up by the Tigers' defense. Leading the charge there was Max Stauder.
God, Tioga is just so tough up front. Those front four just hold their gap integrity about as good as any team in the state, regardless of class. And then you got those athletic linebackers behind them that are not afraid to come up and fill the hole.
And this is tough here if you're DH because you want to go to Bass, but these runs up the middle, they take
yeah,
time.
Now we're almost down to 5 minutes already in two plays.
Yeah, 5.5 left. They still trail 36-12. First down. They're going to try to throw over the middle. It's complete.
There you go.
To the tight end, and Micah Simmons.
And the white hat official went down.
Bass got blocked back to the white hat. They collided, but there's 6 points on the board for DH with 5:24 to go here in the fourth quarter.
So here we go again. DH battling back, trying to make it a game. The question is there enough time left? They were so close on the last time they scored. They did that onside kick. They were so close to getting it. You almost have to go for an onside kick here again, right?
I would think so. As you know, they haven't put the score up on the board. I'm just waiting to see. Did I miss a flag?
Must have.
I didn't see a flag.
I didn't either.
But the score did not go up on the board. I didn't see a call, maybe because the white hat was rolling around on the ground after getting blocked. But there must have been something there, a hold on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, so that negates a very nice touchdown pass to Micah Simmons.
It's just been that way for DH all game, though. Haven't been able to catch a break anywhere.
So repeat first down. DH going to try to throw again. Throw to the right side. They go right back to Simmons, and he's pushed out at the one.
Tell you what, he's a nice big body to have at tight end there. And really, he extended his arms as much as he could to pull that one in. Just a great play there.
Very good basketball player. That's his passion, but put him at tight end, and he's had a nice year. As you said earlier, not a lot of catches, but a great blocker and a good big body here for the Eagles.
Yeah, you could kind of see his basketball skills come out there, kind of shielded the defender behind him, almost boxed him out, and went and got the football. Now they're inside the one.
And so this will be a second down and goal to go. They try to go to Bass. No, it's not Bass.
Quarterback sneak.
Yeah, QB sneak for Matthews. Yeah, there he is.
Don't overthink it. So now, finally, they're in.
But that ate up a couple extra seconds off the clock. And so DH will go to two, but they still trail 36-18 right now.
Starting to see some hands on hips. This game has been physical from the jump, and you can see it starting to take a toll on both sides.
Yeah, very physical game. As again, just a out-of-town score, 20-0 for Unitigo. On top of Dryden right now.
This is a big two-point conversion attempt here.
Yeah, with 5:09 to go here in the fourth, a little wildcat to Bass. Runs to the outside.
Maker and let him do what he does.
Yeah, Bass is in.
He's in.
So that makes it 36-20. So we'll step away with 5:09 to go here in the fourth. And we'll see if DH can get the ball back when we come back. 16-point game, 36-20, about 5 minutes left here on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. DH scores, so it's 36-20, and now we have to expect the onside kick coming.
Kicker's got his hand up. They're all muddle huddled together. Turn around, kick it, and go.
They kick it. Tioga kind of caught that as a pile.
Just not the bounce DH wanted, which has been the theme of the day so far. All of the bounces have gone Tioga's way.
That was well done. It looked like the first guy that handled it for Tioga was starting to bobble it, and one of his own guys kind of like wrapped him up.
Bailed him out.
They kind of almost tackled their own guy just to say, okay, we're going to fall on this.
I got to give DH all the credit in the world, though. I mean, they battled back and made this a two-score game when they very easily could have packed up and said, hey, we had a great season. Tioga just got us today. But still, they are still fighting out there, have not quit.
Yeah, this could have finished 36-6, no doubt about it. Micah Simmons breaking through, making a big tackle there for DH. So second down.
That was a great play by him. He shed the kick out block there, stayed outside, kept his leverage, and then still made the play.
We've seen these bursts today where DH has looked very, very
good. Absolutely.
And they just haven't been able to put it all together.
Yeah, the turnovers killed him, I think. You take those two turnovers off the board, that's two touchdowns Tioga doesn't get. The game's tied.
36-20. Tioga's on top with 4.5 to go. And they're trying to get this clock
what
to tick down.
What a play there.
Wow, another great play by DH breaking through.
Owen Parker there shot the edge and tripped him up in the backfield. Fell forward for maybe half a yard, but it's third and long here for Tioga.
Yeah, that was nicely done. So a big third down coming up for Tioga at midfield, going right to left. Clock moving down to about 4 minutes left.
I think if you're Tioga, you're just content to let the play clock run all the way down here. 3-4 yards play, that's all you need.
Tioga taking their time. Play clock is down to 5.
Motion their two big guys over. I bet we got power coming right behind it, and we do.
Pitch to the outside. We got a flag on the play. Another nice tackle in the backfield here for DH. Vinny Moore came up to make that tackle. What do we got, Coach?
Got off the hole. They got holding on Tioga, but he came off of the hold, off the double team, and still made the play in the backfield. But DH finally catches a break, gets the holding there, but because he made such a nice play, they're going to decline it and bring up fourth down for Tioga.
Fourth down coming here for the Tigers, and this energy right now for the Eagles.
I mean, that's about as good as you can get if you're a DH. You get 3 and out, a minute off the clock. You still got over 3 minutes to work with here. Couldn't draw it up any better if you're DH.
If you're DH, you got to try to score quickly. 2-point conversion, onside kick recovery, score again, 2-point conversion. But it could happen. It could happen. And Tioga going to punt it away.
Oh, he was close.
Yeah, they broke through and made a nice play. We're going to get a flag here.
Looks like he thought about it.
Yeah, he thought about
decided to sit on it.
I thought there was a little contact there with the punter, but
I think he sold it.
Yeah, he tried to sell it, yeah. So DH is going to get it back. A decent punt there by Tioga is going to give DH the ball at about the 25, their own 25.
So I know there's 3 minutes left, but if you're DH, you're almost in your two-minute offense right now, especially with only one timeout. You get the ball out of bounds or you get back on the line of scrimmage and go.
Yeah, they
don't have enough time to sit around and wait and think about the play. No, you get it and go.
Got to try to break one. 3:15 to go here, fourth quarter. DH trailing 36-20 against Tioga in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here from Johnson City.
God, I got the butterflies in my stomach, and I'm not even playing. Something about high school football is just...
Eagles throw to the outside. It's almost picked off by
great
Tioga.
Play.
Batted down to the turf.
Their linebackers are so disciplined. They read run. They come flying up. They read pass. They drop to exactly where they're supposed to. with their eyes in exactly the right spot. I mean, if that linebacker took one step the wrong direction, it's at least a first down for DH, if not more.
And so this will be second and 10 here for DH with 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tioga trying to seal it with a stop or maybe another turnover. Matthew's going to try to throw.
With screen.
He somehow gets it off to Connor Mills.
Got to get out of bounds.
Mills has got the first down, steps across the 40 to about the 43. Great job by Matthews to deliver that.
That was a great play. And I thought that DH would come with a screen play earlier in the game just because of how aggressive Tioga plays defensively, right? You want to take advantage of that aggression and throw over the top of them. But that was a perfect time to use it. Picked up quite a chunk and got out of bounds.
Timeout taken with 3 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Timeout was by Tioga. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Tioga 36, DH 20 with 3 minutes left on CDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Little out-of-town score update. Unitego football, Unitego Franklin GMU in the eight-man semifinals is up 28-0 over Dryden at the half. So it looks like the Spartans are in control of that game. If they move on, they'd be playing in the sectional finals next Friday night at Sus Valley at 5 o'clock. Their opponent would either be Moravia or Thomas Edison. Again, if they win. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Here's DH out of the timeout on a second and 10. Matthews looking to throw. And he's in trouble. And he gets pulled down, but we might have a face mask.
I don't see a flag.
They're just going to say that ball was down
by
contact. And I think just the angle the official was that he didn't see it. We had a great look at it. Right? To me, it looked like...
I mean, if you're DH, obviously you don't agree with the no call there, but what can you do? You control the controllables, and it's next play. And I think if you're DH from here on out, you almost have to throw the ball. You only have one timeout left. Clock's running just over 2 minutes left. Third and forever. See if they can get the ball in their playmaker's hands and make something happen here.
Yeah, this is about a third and 22 here. For DH with about 2 minutes left. You got to give credit to the Eagles. They're fighting hard. They're going to pitch to the outside here for Grayson Thomas, and he's brought down after a sweeping 1 yard on the left side.
As soon as I say that, they go back to their bread and butter.
Yeah.
They'll pitch around the outside. But fourth and, 18 here?
Yep, with about a minute 50 left. We'll have our postgame show coming up, and we will have a small break, it looks like, between the two games. Delhi and Trumansburg are set to kick off at 3 o'clock. Of course, they'll wrap this game up, and then both those teams will have some time to warm up and everything. So we'll probably take a little break, play some music before coming back. And ball's on the turf. Tioga's going to fall on it. At the 20, Matthews trying to make a play, lost control. It was stripped, and the Tigers pick up their fourth turnover of the day.
So now I think every DH drive has either ended in a turnover or a touchdown. I don't think DH's punter has been on the field once today.
I don't think so, no. So this has been a tough one. That's the story of the day for the Eagles. The turnovers are very, very costly.
Yeah, I think if you're DH, you wish you could have this one back, but you and I were just talking about it. Head coach Matt Davis is in his third or fourth year. And has really turned this program around, and you can see it on the sideline. You can see it with the kids on the field. I mean, they are just here battling, and it shows every single week. They show up. They put points on the board. They punish teams into the ground. I think if you're DH, you feel pretty good about the direction this program is headed.
And, you know, we've said it several times in these sectional games over the years. As the clock continues to run down here, it's pretty much just waste this last minute of play here. If you're in Section 4, Class D, you might be one of the top five teams in the state, top three teams in the state, maybe maybe the second best team in the state, but you can't get out of your own section. It's a tough thing.
No, we are blessed with incredible sports teams here in the area, and as coaches, we always say, if you can get out of the section, I mean, good luck, because our section is one of the best, if not the best, year after year. Maybe I'm biased. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. At the D level, well, and some of the other classes, too. All right, that's going to do it. They're going to let the rest of the clock tick off, both teams saying we're good. And our final is 36-20. Tioga defeats DH, and so we will take a break. We'll come back with the postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time for our first game here of this Section 4 Class D football semifinals with Tioga winning 36-20 over Deposit Hancock. And I'm joined now by Parker Curley. We're going to wrap up with our three awards here, but first off, I want to say thanks for coming on. Hope you had fun today, and you know, maybe next weekend we might have a spot for you.
Yeah, that would be great. I had a blast. Thanks for having me. I feel honored with all of the people you could have chosen, but I hope I did all right for you. I had a blast.
Did great. And I wanted to give you a second here. We talked a lot today about you know, athletes and their mental game and everything that's going on. You've started a new podcast. I enjoy listening to it that focuses on that specifically.
Yeah, I've been a coach for 14 years now, and I've started to notice a trend where our athletes, and not just Walton, but all of them, struggle handling adversity, right? Handling discipline, being disciplined and resilient. And I've got four kids of my own, and I feel like we can do better for them. We should do better for them as coaches and teachers and parents. And it's not because we don't want to. It's because we don't know how. And so that's what this podcast is for, is to help bring some awareness and some solutions to how can I be more resilient, how can I be more disciplined in sports, in school, and in life. And I think it's a much-needed podcast. And
I agree.
Hopefully it'll help somebody. If it helps one kid, one parent, then it's worth it.
That's what I always say. You know, one person listens to one of your interviews and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's all worth it.
All worth it.
All right, we're going to get into our three awards now. Again, we are giving this to three DH players. They're the local team that we cover, so that is the reasoning there. But obviously, Tioga with a tremendous game today, and they'll be moving on to another Class D Section 4 championship game. So, I guess I've thought of the three in my head. We did not. Usually, during the break, I say, hey, well, who do you think, whatever. So I'll throw it out there, and we'll see if Coach agrees with me. And we could change it if we need. So first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. So I thought we could go Noah Bass here. It was tough on the ground, got into the end zone, and just was really a workhorse for them, yeah, like usual.
That one's a no-brainer.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We've talked about him before. We gave it to him during the Delhi game, but I thought number 63, Patrick Isilon, was great. We talked a lot about the energy that the line gave today for DH, and I thought he was in the backfield a lot for the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Somebody else that I was thinking of was another senior defensive lineman, Hakeem Dade, number 71, who was outstanding at the point of attack and chased things down from behind and made a living in the backfield. But I think Patrick Isilon is the right choice there as well. But yeah, several you could have picked.
Yeah, they were really good on the line today. Lastly, our JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award. JM is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. I kind of want to go Brody Matthews here. I thought, you know, a tough day at times,
yeah,
but he led them down the field. And again, when they weren't having the turnovers, they looked really good, and I kind of thought it started with him.
Yeah, I mean, as a quarterback, the offense is you, right? That's your responsibility, and I think he did a fantastic job leading them down the field drive after drive after drive. And those turnovers, I mean, they weren't really his fault. They just fumbles and mistakes and miscues, but he did everything that he could, both sides of the ball, to help DH and came up just a little bit short today, but make no mistake, he played amazing.
So that'll wrap up our three awards. And we're going to take a little break here. It's about 2:15. This game will start at 3 o'clock, so we'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show probably about 2:50, somewhere in there, as we will have Delhi against Trumansburg. A lot of great athletes. We got a chance to see T-Berg earlier in the year against Oneonta, a team that has been up and down, but I think is very strong. And of course, Delhi is just in a conference that, or in a division, I should say, that you didn't really know who was going to come out of it. DH, Delhi, you know, BG to start the year looked good. Sydney with a great bounce back year, etc. Walton's always tough. You didn't know what was going to happen. Delhi finds a way again and try to get back and defend their crown here today.
I think this second game here is going to be even more exciting than the first one was. Both teams like to throw the ball all over the place and can also run the ball down your throat if you give it to them. So it should be interesting to see who comes out on top here.
Planning to have old Hench on with us, Austin Henchy, for game two. He's on his way down here right now, so we will be glad to have him.
If he's old, what does that make me?
Oh, man. Well, that makes me the oldest in the crowd here, which makes me feel, boy, oh, boy, it's tough. I blink and I say, wow, I've been doing this for 11 years now.
Crazy,
that's crazy. So, but, yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have game two. If you're looking for other scores today, field hockey, or soccer, whatever, you can follow me on X, on Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Later tonight, we'll be updating everything on NateLaw.com, so you can check out everything you need there as well. So big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. For Parker Curley, I'm Nate Law. Tioga defeats the Posahancock 36-20. We'll be back with Delhi and Trumansburg at 3 o'clock here on WCDO.
Your hometown hit factory with home and office delivery and curbside pickup too. The Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.